Yes. We always have the best for last, and on air tonight we have none other than Robin Tiger Williams. He has won the Fortress Invitational from the Sunshine Tour. So big congrats to him. We are clapping hands on the side for you, Robin. So I just want to start off by saying once again, congratulations. A win in the Sunshine Tour isn't always easy, and you made it seem like it was a walk in the park.
No, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I just want to know from you, Robin, what was the overall experience of the Sunshine Tour compared to the previous one that you had previously participated in?
No, this was definitely a little bit bigger. There was a lot more people there, a lot more cameras, and you can see the tournament was just really, really well run. Yes, this was a big step for me, I feel. Winning on the Sunshine Tour, it will just hopefully open a lot more doors for me.
Mm. What was the mindset like for this tour? What was your mind going into this? Obviously, we all come to win, but was that on the top of your list? Was expecting to win on the top of your list?
I mean, it's always a goal at the start of the season. You wanna win an event or at least be in contention to do. But there's so many things that need to fall in place, and you need to have some lucky bounces out there. I'm just so grateful that all the hard work that I've put in paid off.
You obviously went into the Sunshine Tour as a Rookie of the Year, as DSTV had portrayed you so beautifully, and was obviously being a rookie in the Sunshine Tour a bit of a disadvantage to you compared to your other fellow golfers that was also partaking in the Sunshine Tour? Was it a little bit difficult to prove yourself as a rookie?
A little bit, yes. As you're a rookie, you want to prove yourself against the more experienced guys. You want to show them that you've got the game to compete against them. But at the end of the day, we play the same sport. We're there each week for the same goal. So it's just about going out there and executing the plan as good as I can.
Yes, good evening, Robin Williams. I'm teasing Taylor here, saying maybe your mother or your father is a big Robin Williams fan. And does it stand Tiger on your dwarf seal? I just want to know that.
Yes, it does.
I told Kapow, we were talking about it earlier, right? And I told Kapow that your middle name is Tiger, and your mom probably didn't want Tiger as the first name when your dad found out it was a boy, so middle name it had to be. And Kapow really didn't want to believe that your middle name is Tiger.
Yes, no, it is. Yeah, it is. I don't know why they named me. My dad did play golf back then, but I'm not sure. You're going to have to ask them why they named me that.
Okay, Robin, another thing is congratulations once more. It's a tough world out there, especially in the golf, on the golf scene. I just want to ask you, how long did it take you to reach a peak like this? And any information you can give out to youngsters that this is a sport that's really dominating and very competitive. Is there any, how long have you been in the business, and how long did it reach for you or to reach this peak, and any information for the youngsters out there?
I've been a professional golfer now for just over 2 years, but golf has been a part of my life for as long as I can remember. I've decided at a very young age that this is something that I want to do and pursue in my life, so I decided to dedicate everything towards that. Everything revolving in my day revolves around trying to get a better golfer. My advice to the smaller kids is, if you have a dream out there, you've got to be willing to work hard for it, incredibly hard, harder than you ever think you can, sacrifice everything. There's going to be people that's going to doubt you, friends, family members, but if you have that dream in mind, if you have that goal in sight, don't let anything stand in your way. That's all I can say to them.
Yes, Robin, thanks for that great answer. And my last question to you is, except the international golfers, which South African golfer did you look up to?
I think it needs to start with Gary Player. I think that's where everybody really starts off with the South African players. I think he really pushed the envelope out there to push the boundaries of South African golf. I think without him, all of us wouldn't be where we're standing now. He really opened a lot of doors for us, so a big thanks to him.
Yeah, and from my side, I normally tell the people, which is like performing well, not doing well, and give the South African name and the flag up high there. You deserve a zoo.
Kapa, who is an advert, you know, Ronaldo fan. But also, I want to know a little bit. My interest has peaked on the Forest Invitational. How many holes was it? How long was it? And, like, just explain the Forest Invitational as a whole under the Sunshine Tour.
Yes, so it was 4 days of competition, so 72 holes in total, where we play 18 holes every day. So it was a long week, very stressful week, but it made it all worth it at the end when I got the trophy.
Awesome, Tia. Last question from my side. What is on the path next for Robin Williams? Obviously, it's another win under your belt. You are obviously hoping to pursue better and do better. But what is coming up now for the end of the year and for the 2024 season for you? What is your agenda looking like?
Yes, so with this win, it really does open a lot of doors for me. I get into the four big events coming up, which is the Joburg Open, the South African Open, the Alfred Daniel, and the Mauritius Open. So those are co-sanctioned with the European Tour. So those are the big ones that all year you're trying to get yourself in a position to play in. And luckily enough, I was able to win just before those events. So those are the things that I'm aiming for this year to really play well starting in a couple of weeks.
Awesome, awesome stuff from the KC team over here. I wish you nothing but the best.
Yes.
May another win come away. I want to see you on TV once again. It's always good to see the local boykies on TV. But for your 2024 season and the end of your 2023 season, Robin, all the best of luck to you.
No, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Just do it, brother.